Thank you and good morning. The County Office of Education held a round of interviews last week with six candidates who had applied to replace Gary Eagles as superintendent of Humboldt County Schools. Those six are now down to two, and both of the final candidates are local administrators. The Board of Education will interview both candidates for the final time on Friday, and first up will be Heidi Moore-Gynup, the coordinator for Decade of Difference. At 10:45, Northern Humboldt School District Superintendent Chris Hartley will be interviewed. The board will announce its final decision at its February 8th meeting. Jordan Christmas has news from the City of Eureka.
The City of Eureka will host a public ceremony this afternoon at the Adorney Center at 2 o'clock to dedicate the city's Hall of Heroes. Mayor Frank Yeager and city council members will be on hand to note the contributions of downtown businesses to the city community access program. Yeager, along with council member Kim Burgell, will cut the ribbon for the new feature, and the inaugural inductees include Southwest Rotary of Eureka, Old Town Rotary, Six Rivers Brewery, Dave's Place, and Dutch Brothers.
Thank you, Jordan. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons report for 51-year-old Stacy Smart last October, and there has been precious little movement in the search for Smart since. Yesterday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office announced a $5,000 reward for information that leads to Smart's whereabouts, and it will not be presented unless the information directly leads to her location. Smart was last seen at her home in Lewiston on October 12th, and after her family failed to make contact with her for 2 days, they reported her as missing. As many as two suspects remain at large after they attempted to steal an ATM machine from the College of the Redwoods campus on Saturday night. CR Security told sheriff's deputies that a white Dodge pickup had intentionally crashed into the library and the driver tied a chain to the ATM and tried to drive off. The ATM was left at the scene, however, and the vehicle was seen fleeing north on Highway 101. It was later located abandoned along the highway near Fields Landing. The Dodge is possibly an unreported stolen vehicle. The suspects remain at large. The latest road update from the county shows that many roads impacted by recent storms are now open, while others are under restrictions due to snow. Hookton and Eel River, as well as Old Arcata Road at Jacoby Creek, are open, while Elk River Road remains flooded. Chains are recommended or required on Neyland Road, Bald Hills, and Horse Mountain, and the McCann Ferry is now operational. In Trinity County, county officials declared a state of emergency on Saturday, as the recent storms caused an estimated $1.3 million in damage. Last week, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors declared a state of emergency as well. Those declarations have been supported by an emergency declaration from Governor Brown, who declared emergencies in 24 counties across the state, including Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino. He directed the State Office of Emergency Services to provide assistance to local governments. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the Arcata City Council voted to restrict the sale of butane in city limits, many critics asked the question, why bother? It's easy enough to purchase butane canisters in other towns or even online. City Manager Karen Diemer outlined the reasons the city implemented the restrictions, limiting the number of canisters that can be purchased each month, and it's directly related to public safety. Diemer pointed out on Talk Shop that the butane, used in the making of some forms of hash, poses a direct threat to the community, a threat that has grown over the past few years.
This one seems to be fairly extreme in our North Coast. I mean, the number of injuries and specific health and safety concerns over butane explosions and the increase that we've seen, the increase in size of the containers of butane that are starting to be purchased in this area was only going to magnify that. So both Eureka and Arcata at this point have done some sales restrictions on butane.
Diemer said she realizes that the city's restrictions will only impact Arcata and that it's a small first step, but if it reduces danger to the public, it's worth it.
We recognize that that is just a baby step. We recognize people can still go online and purchase them and they can be delivered. But communities throughout California that have instituted restrictions on butane sales have started to see a reduction in two things. One, the explosion rate. Two, just the environmental degradation of these canisters being left.
You can listen to Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.